All right. Goes without saying, I am pumped to have this conversation. He is a tight end with the Green Bay Packers. He is a Pro Bowler. He is just the seventh tight end in NFL history with 400-plus receptions and 200-plus games played. A John Mackey Award winner. He was an All-American and an All-Conference player at UCLA. He was an All-American at Long Beach Poly. He was the 28th pick overall back in 06. Co-host of Uninterrupted's The Thread. And there's a big one. Rams at Packers on Saturday. Mercedes Lewis is my guest. Mercedes, great to have you back. Listen, before we talk football and the upcoming game against the Rams, how are you doing? How is life going for you right now?
How you doing, boss? Thanks for having me. I'm doing well. Staying out the way, navigating through the tight spots, not going outside unless I have to. but everything is good. I'm healthy. My family's well. So, you can't ask for more than that.
My man, what a great response. I appreciate that so much. That is a great response. Now, you're coming out that bye week over the weekend. I'm curious, how valuable is it to get that kind of rest at this point of the year? And how did you approach your time off?
Well, I think, for us, it was important because our original bye, the first bye that we had was like after week four. After week four, you don't really need it. Normally it's better to have it, after you've played 8 to 9 games. But unfortunately, it was after week four. And so, it came at a really good time. Get some guys healthy, get some guys back. Going into the playoffs, that's big. Being able to play your way and earn that bye in advance in the playoffs. So, we're looking forward to the opportunity and we're looking forward to doing it with good health.
Mercedes Lewis is joining us. I talked to Aaron Rodgers a few weeks back, and there's been so much made about how mindful he is right now. Last month, I thought you had a great tweet. You wrote, "Live consciously each day. Have to avoid sleepwalking through life. Your life is something to be experienced, not coasted through." I mean, it seems kind of self-evident, but what did you mean by that? And then how do you take that approach as you move through the postseason? And what types of things are you thinking about right now?
Well, I think it's easy to get lost in the monotony of, playing in the NFL. Every day is structured. You're doing the same stuff every day. And you're always trying to look for ways to get away from it, right, and try to break that monotony a little bit. And I think, for me, I do a lot of self-reflecting. And it's important to, just understand that this is a privilege, to be in our position doing what we're, what we're here to do. And to not take it for granted. I came from a losing organization in Jacksonville. We didn't win much. And so it's easy to take winning for granted, right? And so I think part of my job is being the leader and, not only playing well, but at the same time is just rubbing off on the young guys in a way that they understand that, hey, man, this is not, this is not a given. And it's so hard to win games in this league. And, as you know, the margin for error is very small in the NFL. So always be mindful. Have gratitude. With me, every day when I wake up, I kind of, think about, the energy that I want to put into the universe before I walk out of my house, So definitely blessed to be in this position and, not taking anything for granted.
Dude, that is gold to me, that when you wake up in the morning, you think about what kind of energy you want to put out into the universe. So let me turn that thing on its head. What kind of energy do you want to put out into the universe and how do you approach it?
Always living like you're on a one-day contract, meaning that if I'm not giving, my personal best or whatever it is that I'm doing in that day, I can't renew my contract for the next day. So every day is about making sure that, your world is in order, you're treating people with respect, and whatever that, you're putting out there, you expect to, expect them to get it back. So just positive energy, man.
Mercedes Lewis is joining us. I love that, too. Now, you mentioned you want to have this kind of impact on some of the younger players. I'll give you an example. Aaron Jones said this of you, quote, "He brings that dog mentality, the nastiness, something you need. He's a true leader and a true veteran. When we run out on the field for warmups, we're all in the huddle, and it's either him or A-Rod talking. And when Big Dog speaks, everybody listens." I'm kind of curious about that dog mentality. Like, does that come from where you're from and how you came up, or can you cultivate that? Can you learn to have a dog mentality?
I think that, in some way, shape, or form, you can learn it, but it takes really good leadership to kind of rub off in that way. Obviously, I was born on the east side of Long Beach, and, I had to take the stairs to get where I'm at right now, and You know, obviously playing 12 years in Jacksonville, that built a lot of gristle on my bones. A lot of the games that we were playing in Jacksonville were we weren't playing for championships or playing to get into the playoffs. So it's really just your pride and your brand of football, you know, your legacy, what you want to be known as. I can guarantee you that regardless of whether we were winning games or not in Jacksonville, when you turned on the film, you knew what 89 was going to be, what I was going to be doing, and what type of energy I was going to be putting into my job and how much it meant to me. So I think that's what, you know, Aaron Jones is talking about. And, you know, obviously that's just who I am naturally. And it's a blessing that, you know, the other guys can feel that way.
You know, I know exactly where you're from, and I know exactly what high school you went to, because I've mentioned probably to you in the past, Mercedes, I married a gal who went to Long Beach Poly. My wife, Janet, is the best person I've ever known. I married her, and she's got that Long Beach grit, yeah. Man. She's tough. She's proud, and so is her family. But they're sweet, really, really sweet. Now, a lot of your work ethic also comes from back in the day. Your grandmother, Florence, used to say, keep working because life is fair if you keep working. So what kind of an impact did she have on you, and how much of that belief has become part of who you are?
Well, really, you know, it was just about, you know, growing up. My mom had me, she was 15 years old. We bounced around a lot, and, you know, for a long time, we were living with my granny for at least 3 years. And, you know, the thing that I took, you know, from my grandma the most was just, you know, keep working, life is fair. Nobody cares about your excuses. Nobody cares if you're sick, if you're hurt. You have to push your own weight. And, you know, provide your own opportunities and make sure that, you know, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing to give yourself a chance. And, you know, I've never been a victim blamer. I've always been ahead of the curve and always, you know, I put more pressure on myself to do well. So, and that always worked for me.
Mercedes Lewis joining me for a few more moments. You know, Aaron Rodgers also, it's not just the young guys, but Aaron himself talks about how much he respects and appreciates you. Let me ask you this. When you look at him, how much of yourself do you see in him in terms of work ethic, desire to be great, focus, and so on?
Excuse me. I think that, you know, you hit it right on the nose. I think that Aaron and I are, that's why we've become so close. And it was more so the things that aren't said, right? I think it was more so the respect of how we approach the game and how we work. We're both not rah-rah guys. We like to lead by example. So just that in itself kind of put us on the track to where we are now. And then, you know, being in that huddle, we know what we expect from each other. We know what we expect from our teammates. We make sure that we're bringing it not just in the film room and on the practice field, but on game day. So, you know, he makes it easy. You know, the gold in my eyes. I'm proud of him and the way he's able to perform, regardless of the scrutiny, regardless of what the circumstances may be, drafting a rookie quarterback in the first round, all of that. It hasn't mattered because he owns his process, and I think that's what it really comes down to.
Let's see. You've got the Rams and Packers on Saturday. It's a short week in that regard, even though you're coming off the bye. It's early in the week, but I know you're thinking about this, and I know you've got your own process. What kind of thoughts do you have about the Rams when you look at them on film, and what's the biggest focus for the week for you?
I mean, I just feel like the Rams coming in, their defense, dynamic. Dynamic defense. They play together. They play fast. They're physical, technically sound, and that's how we are on offense. So it's going to be a battle, and we're looking forward to it. You know, I put my money on us. You know, we faced good defenses so far this year, and we've been able to do our thing. And this is going to be another opportunity to go out there and display our brand.
I know you're always going to bet on you. He's a tight end for the Green Bay Packers. He is a Pro Bowler. I ran down all those numbers. Co-host of Uninterrupted's The Threat as well. Rams at Packers on Saturday. Mercedes Lewis, my guest. Mercedes, I appreciate you making time for me and for the show and for our listeners. Really good to have you back. Have a great week and good luck this weekend.
I appreciate that, boss. Thank you.
Much respect. Much respect. He is a stud. When you have guys like Aaron Jones say things like that, like Aaron Jones, I have tremendous respect for. And Aaron Jones is saying things like, man, I look up to that man so much. I respect that guy so much. He is so physical. He's a true leader. He is an absolute dog. We all feed off that. And then when you have Mercedes saying things like, I wake up and I'm concerned about the energy that I'm putting out in the world. What do you mean by that? Well, what I mean by that is I want to be positive and I'm going to live my life on a one-day contract. On a one-day contract. Like, I got to get that contract renewed every single day. That is gold.